Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, hello, welcome to our show Poetic Patterns. I really enjoyed that opening music track called Minute Talking Drums by Al Mean. And I'm here with Jane, co-host. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Avril. Hello, everyone. Welcome. And I must say, I love Minute as well. When I hear it, oh, it's fantastic. It's those drums.
Those drums and so here we are in the Celestial Cafe at the Crossroads once again. There we are. There's passing traffic, but we're in a still moment of no time, so all the sounds and noises that are going around us, it's just like the periphery. It's like seeing something out the corner of our eyes. We can hear something out the corner of our ears.
That was very poetic. way of putting it, Avril.
So I picked a card while the music was playing from the Divinity Quest pack, and I've got card 19. Asanesh Bahurat Skravi, you are the artist creating the living work of art that is your life, and the tools that shape your environment are your attitudes. You are the artist creating the living work of art that is your life, and the tools that shape your environment are your attitudes. Asanech Spahurat Skravi.
So I've chosen a card from the Elfin Quest. Oh, and I'm just, actually I hadn't read it yet, so I'm just looking at the first sentence now. Okay,
oh.
So this is number 8. Just, and it is, it's lovely actually. Ninesut Arkvi. The agitation of the world grows still when seen from an eternal perspective. Through slowing the breath, the mind is stilled so that the perspective can expand.
Oh, could you read it again, please?
I could actually, because this is very brilliant. The agitation of the world grows still when seen from an eternal perspective. Through slowing the breath, the mind is stilled so that the perspective can expand. Wow. So traffic has its place as a beautiful prompt. To expand into the eternal perspective and dance at the crossroads. That's something people traditionally did in Ireland, actually, dancing at the crossroads.
Oh.
People in the countryside, yeah, they used to meet, you know, people would walk or cycle from their home and they would dance at the crossroads, yeah, in the, well, I know, like my parents, you know, in the 50s and the 60s, dancing at the crossroads was a very fun thing. On Sunday evening, actually, I think it was very
common. Oh, really?
Yes, well, once it got a bit brighter, you know, yeah, like this evening. It's still bright.
Well, with this radio show, we delve into tools and gifts that Almeen has brought forth. And this is our third show where we're looking into the seven fields of perception, and in particular with the Sabahut, which is like a moving meditation. There are seven movements, and the Sabahut is performed in a circle with seven wheels, each representing the seven fields of perception. So the last 2 weeks we've taken two of the fields each week, and so this week we might get to field number 7. We might not. Just don't know what's going to happen. But we thought we'd backtrack and still go back to the first field and read through and look at the wheels and then maybe pause a while at the crossroads with the wheels 5 and 6 and possibly 7.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
And so, you know, the Tzavachut, Armin has said, is really specifically actually, you know, relevant to the crossroads, because it's a way of organizing our environment, a powerful tool to organize our environment. So even the seeming chaos of the crossroads, and the breath, as just going from the card earlier, the breath is an important tool in the Tzavachut as well. A way of expanding the perspective.
Righty ho. I'll start with the first field again.
Okay.
The first field of perception is the field of shamanism, and power through alignment with the interconnectedness of existence. Receptive stewardship of agendaless oneness with the natural world. Isara unech herut arsava, misach herabespi nenevit. Asata, and the angel name is Marsatu Hespa.
The field of perception of incorruptible white magic. Strabech hersatu erechpa, misavech sersatu keretvanit. Incorruptible magic through cooperation with the infinite. Magical reciprocal gifts of joyous interaction with the hidden realms. And our assistant, the angel Erekna Sursava. Would you start the music, Avril, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
And our backdrop, our support.
So the music is for the Tzavachut playing in the background fairly quietly. Field of perception of healing is number three. The third field, Sir Savich Nesabu Heresek, wholeness through remembered oneness. The unhindered cellular communication of the surrendered life of trust. And the angel is called Nechtu Restavu. Hey, Jane, do you know what?
Mm-hmm.
When you said put the music on, it's like I put a nickel in the jukebox.
And you know what? There's nothing like laughter to get all the cells communicating, I think. It's really one of the best. Surrendered laughter. The field of perception of mysticism. Sehere sarasach minesek lesbirava. Suvete rekle misavich erines subahit. Mestiseris et kriunach et tret prihara vespi. Agrava mestu hiruhach sirisut estava. The impeccable spiritual warrior, in cooperation with divine will, walks the timeless journey in pristine power. the never-ending sustenance of the aware participation of the appreciative observer. Angel Nura Srihata.
The fifth field of perception is the field of metaphysics. Kesh Asata Vihek Manasutvi. As below, so above. The revelation of the eternal self in perpetual renewed expression. And the angel name, Merasku Araveshvi. And for this, we have the oil, Oud, or oil of the gods. It applies to this field. So I'm now applying blend of the gods. I am the answer to.
The starry sky.
The starry sky.
Wow, there's like just a fountain just pouring into my heart. It's more like a waterfall. It's like at Niagara Falls, when you're at Niagara Falls and you have all those rainbows. And the sunlight hits the falls.
Beautiful, sparkling diamonds.
Sparkling diamonds.
The interplay of light and water.
We have the people here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you.
Closing bell. Thank you, everyone.
That was thank you very much in field of metaphysics, which is inexplicable.
Yes.
and just
revelation,
the wonderful
of the eternal self in perpetual renewed expression.
Yay.
Okay.
Wow, that feels pretty complete to me,
Jane. I think so. Yes. So, see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.